Hello, it is Monday, the 1st of November, 2021, and that means two things. I have a rant for later, maybe you can ask me for that in person, but in the meantime, it is time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by good old Keystone Technology and their direct drive LED HID replacement. You know what's great about these? They come in two power options, but it's a switch just right on the box. So you don't actually have two power options. And they have three color options, but that's right on a switch. So you don't really have three color options. What you have is one product that does 15 things, 15 whole things. And you can just plug a smart port right into it for motion sensors or daylight harvesting. And that is easy. More power, fewer SKUs, sensible business. That's KeystoneTech.com. But into the news, Hubble has sold their CNI business to GE Current, a Daintree company. This is a $350 million transaction that will close in Q1 of next year. Kickler has announced a move and layoffs. Their HQ will move to Solon, Ohio, not too far from their current Ohio location, but 85 staff will be terminated in phases over the next year to make that all happen. Eaton has nabbed a DOE grant. This is a industrial lighting manufacturer receiving benefits for a new method of assembling lighting equipment. By the way, Eaton already has all the IP for both Studebaker and Packard automobiles. I didn't know that. I just found that out this week. I thought it was cool. But in the meantime, DOE may set a new standard for metal halides. This is part of the EPC Act requiring a determination on November 24th. We'll see if that goes through. On Get a Grip on Lighting, Nam Cho is talking augmented reality. Graybar has set a record sales for them in Q3, $2.3 billion in earnings. NEMA has teamed with the Safer Buildings Coalition on a partnership in the IoT. The GLA has released a set of guidelines for energy-efficient lighting in emerging economies. Again, this is specifically referring to the developing world and their lighting needs. Everlight is pushing their invisible LED line, specifically IR and UV offerings in the future. If you missed NALED's annual general conference the other day, it happened all virtually. You can watch it on demand right now. Check the link. Signify has reported their Q3 sales, 1.6 billion euros in sales, and 11% profitability in Q3. In legal news, Satco has won over UC Santa Barbara by the appeals board, invalidating all claims in the case. In horticultural news, Hydrofarm has bought IG&E. This is a $58 million deal for lighting systems. In events news, ALA has named topics for their virtual symposium. This is a free event running from today until the 4th. Check it out if you got the time. Light Fair, quick pause. Everyone's been to Light Fair. I'm recording this on Friday, but I will say that everyone's been there. There will be a bunch of after action reports coming soon. I'll compile them. But right now, I will say that the best booths for winners have been named right ahead of the event as of time of recording. The LA Women in Lighting Leadership Awards are now open to nominations. The due date is the 31st. The actual awards event will take place on June 22nd next year. Light and Building 22 has named a theme, the theme being Breaking New Ground. That will be the topic on the March 22nd event. In rep agency news, Archibald Meek will be serving for Nora in Central Illinois. In recommended reading, all these are on nailed.org. Consider joining if you can. We can talk about energy sensing harvesters. We can talk about lighting as stress relief. We can talk about high crop yields under HPS. We can talk about bridging the gap in daylight design and practice. We can talk about the history of neon at a museum in Philadelphia. We can talk about POE lighting. We've got 20 years of history in DOA dark, not DOA. We can talk about 20 years in IDA dark sky places. We can talk about the quality of SSL's driving success. We can learn about going green as a rich man's game. And we can talk about balancing daylight and electrical in retail environments. Again, nail.org. Check all these out to read them. In IoT news, we have Siemens buying WattSense for the specific purpose of expanding small and medium buildings. We have EveryNet rolling out in 6 cities. In market news, we can anticipate 11% growth in indoor farming, a $260 billion value in wires and cables. We can talk about 1.5% gains in LED billboard lighting. We can talk about 10% of the world will be in the circular economy by 2030. We can talk about $1.3 billion in value for UV LEDs in the next 6 years. We can say that, hey, 20% of the market for smart lighting will expand soon, and the whole retrofit systems business will expand to $203 billion in value in the next 5 years. In R&D, we can say that workers in semiconductor manufacture are at a 42% risk of chronic disease. This is based on a study by Seoul National University's Correlations Right Now. Wheat, as it turns out, needs brighter light, not necessarily longer lighting periods, just brighter light overall. That's based on a study out of Hungary. MIT and its international partners have determined that defects in quantum dots are really handy for long wavelength LEDs, specifically reds and yellows. Ain't that nifty? North Carolina State has made better nitride semiconductors through the power of lasers and new materials. In Wuhan, we have a lab discovering that a super lattice electron blocking layer will make better UV LEDs, specifically if you are working with aluminum gallium nitride lattices or aluminum ingan nitride lattices. In dark sky news, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky is a dark sky place. That's the first for the state. U Salzburg has a short wavelength light research study that determines that it ain't good for us. Please turn off your phones before bed. Citizens of Boone, North Carolina are pushing back on light pollution from their LED retrofits. Bee Cave, Texas is looking for a dark sky status. The state has determined that light from businesses on Dania Beach, Florida are blamed for a turtle massacre. Hey, massacre might be strong. It's probably not a word we can use in court, but it's bad. It's bad. Those guys should have done better, probably. In turtle other turtle news, the United States Marines base on Hawaii has actually set a bunch of turtle safe standard policies, so good for them. We are once again correlating circadian disruption and cardiovascular events. Again, nail.org. Check the full details there. IDA has announced the full slate of speakers for the Under One Sky event. This is a free all-day virtual event running on the 12th. Check it out. In local news, UGeorgia will be expanding their exterior lighting network. Pittsburgh is switching to LED for $16 million. Belleville, Illinois, teens are planning a lighting project for their Eagle Spelt merit badges. Okanagan College, BC has won an award for efficiency. Greater Cincinnati's street lights are turning purple again because the phosphors are failing, not because of any weird Bill Gates alien conspiracy reasons. Grow up and go home, people. Laredo, Texas is adding UV disinfection to their schools. Emissions Reduction Alberta is extending their incentive program deadline, and Qom Iran is lighting a mosque in neon, and it actually looks cool. It does. Not a devout Muslim, but it does look good. In People News, Elemental is promoting Paul Irwin and Andrew Yanev to the C-suite. In Things You Can Do at Home, you can print some LEDs with an inkjet printer. You can create a robot guidance system by pointing a camera up and tracking how far apart the lighting fixtures are in the ceiling. You can use neon as an acoustic to electric transduction device. And we have TikTokers explaining how you can bootleg fixtures from name brands with simple materials. Again, I've been Scott Wachter. This has been put together by Nailed. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the music. And if you have a little time, on Sunday of this week, I will be doing my 12th annual Extra Life Marathon. I will be playing video games all day long to help the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals, in specific, Sick Kids of Toronto. If you like the idea of helping a children's hospital, if you like the idea of me playing competitive Tetris at 4 in the morning, whatever you like, have a little money kicking around, all tax deductible, all for a good cause. Link in the description to help me do that. Have a good week.